Okay, Brother Eric, we're being recorded. You can go ahead with the scripture.
Okay. This scripture is Proverbs 5, verses 18 through 19. May the Lord bless this word as I read it. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, and to the doing of his word. I pass the call to Pastor Brian.
Let us pray together. Father, we just thank you tonight for unity, for fellowship. Thank you for breaking through the situations and the circumstances of our lives, O Lord. Let the yokes of all of the things that are inconsistent with your truth be thoroughly removed from us. Let us gather together, O Lord, under that magnificent umbrella of your blood, your truth, your love, your peace that passes all understanding. Give us something of a fresh expression tonight, O God. Give us something we've never experienced before. Give us something, God, from heaven. Let us taste of your divine nectar, your wonderful treasures, the things that you have wanted to give to this generation before the foundations of this world. And we give your name the glory and honor and praise for what you're going to do, leaving this conference call forever changed. We give your name the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Brian, for that prayer, and Brother Eric for that scripture. Now, tonight, our declaration will be coming from the pages of the book, The Power of a Praying Husband by Stormy O'Martin. And I'll be reading from page 123, which is titled Chapter 10, Her Beauty. Now, I'm going to be reading Stormy's word. They are not mine, and I like to suggest that we keep an open mind and we take from the reading what we're able to identify with or able to apply to our lives, and the rest that doesn't apply that we store in our toolbook, in our toolbox, for a later date in life that at one day we might be able to utilize. So these are not my words. These are Stormy O'Martin's words, which read, I don't care how young or old, perfect or imperfect, confident or fearful or mature or immature, she is. Every woman would like to be more beautiful than she is now. And most women don't think they are as beautiful as they really are. I have never met a woman who would not enjoy being told that she is beautiful, especially by the man in her life. If you find a woman who doesn't want to be told she's beautiful, it's probably because she has gone too many years without hearing it, or perhaps when she didn't hear it, she was violated in some way because of it. Whatever the case, she is responding out of hurt. God made women beautiful. The woman of the Bible, the women of the Bible such as Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, and Esther were especially beautiful, and who can doubt the beauty of Mary and Eve? Inherent in a woman is the desire to be beautiful, both in herself and in her surroundings. It is a natural instinct God has put there because he wants her to desire him, the most beautiful of all. He wants her to look to him so she can reflect his beauty. Psalms 27 and 4. The main thing that makes a woman beautiful is knowing that she is loved. That's why having God's Spirit living in her and spending time in God's presence is praise and worship is the most effective, beautiful testament available. His love beautifies her, His love beautifies her inside and out. Her husband's love also makes a woman beautiful. A woman who is not loved will wither and die. One of the reasons raising children can be such a great fulfillment to a woman is that love and affection are flowing through her and to her all day long. But as great as that love is, she needs her husband's love more. His love fulfills her as a person. It makes her rich. It causes her to feel beautiful, and all that goodness flows back into his life in return. My husband has always told me that I am beautiful, even when I was at my worst. Sometimes I tell him I hope he'll never get his vision checked, but I always feel beautiful when he says it. Your wife is beautiful. Even though she may not be perfect, that is beautiful in her. Your wife is beautiful. Even though she may not be perfect, there is beauty in her. I know this because you would not have married her if you hadn't seen her beauty. No man marries a woman if he can't find anything beautiful about her. She has to appeal to him in some way. And no matter how long you have married, you will always be able to find that beauty in your wife if you love her enough to look for it and tell her when you see it. The more a man encourages a woman to feel beautiful, the more beautiful she will become. Okay, now you may be thinking about that song from My Fair Lady called Why Can't a Woman Be More Like a Man? In fact, you may even be singing it to yourself at this very moment. But let me remind you that women are different than men. There is a popular book out with a title suggesting that men and women come from different planets. I believe that is a serious understatement. Men and women are actually from two different galaxies. That's why there is no way a woman can be more like a man and still be a woman. So even though you may not be able to fathom the importance of praying for your wife's beauty, you just have to trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about. So please hear me out. How your wife feels about herself is ultimately as important to your happiness as it is to hers. Although you cannot be responsible for the image of herself that your wife brought into the marriage, you can contribute either positively or negatively to the image she grows into. Your words have more power to bring out the beauty in your wife than you ever dreamed possible. My friend, Terry was shopping with her husband one day in a department store, and she asked him, "Is there anything you want here?" Her husband, Michael, turned to her and said, "I don't want anything in this place but you. Who can doubt that those words made her feel beautiful? Those are the kinds of words I'm talking about. If your wife was devalued and made to feel unattractive by her parents, siblings, or peers when she was young, she may not contribute beauty and worth to herself now. Even though many people may tell her differently, there are only two who can actually make her believe she is beautiful: God and you, my brother. But even you will not be able to convince her if God doesn't speak to her first. No matter how much a man tells a woman she is beautiful and valuable, if she doesn't believe it inside herself, it will never be enough. That's where your prayers can make all the difference. Your prayers can set her free from lies of the past and enable her to hear God speak the truth to her heart. Your prayers will also help your wife find that balance between arrogance and self-flagellation. Okay, I may not have pronounced that right. Arrogance and self-flagellation.
You did it right.
And every woman must find it in order to have a healthy self-esteem. No one wants to be around a person who constantly berates herself over how unattractive she is, and no one can tolerate a woman who conceitedly believes she is more beautiful than anyone else. Well, most women doesn't fall into either of these extremes. Far too many women do not consider themselves as attractive as they are. That's because women are bombarded with the world's image of what a beautiful woman is supposed to look like. Unless she is a certain size with certain measures, with a certain type of hair, eyes, lips, skin, and fingertips, she is made to feel she is not attractive. Pray for your wife to be free from the trinity of the world's spirit and to get her eyes focused on the beauty of the Lord. His reflection will make her more beautiful than anything else. Okay, here's, we're coming to a close. Here's some of the things that we can do for our wives. Please pray for your wife that she will know that she is loved by God. Please pray for your wife. She will sense the beauty of the Lord in herself. Please pray for your wife. She will feel loved by you. Please pray for your wife. She will value herself. Please pray for your wife. She will find time to take care of herself. Please pray for your wife. She will know how to make herself more attractive. Please pray for your wife, my brother. She will always think she is beautiful. Now, these are the words of The Powers of a Praying Husband by Stormy O'Martin. And at this time, I would like to open up the line for discussion on what we have heard from Stormy tonight. And before we open it up for discussion, I don't know if the dings were turned off or did anyone other couples join the call, any other one join the call during the reading that would like to introduce themselves.
Hi, this is Ruth.
Hey, Ruth. Welcome to Monday Night Marriage Matters.
Yes. Hey, hey. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, family. It's Erica.
Erica. Hey, Erica. Welcome to Monday Night Marriage Matters. Any others?
Hi, this is Imani.
Hey, Imani.
Hey.
Is Cedric with you tonight?
No, I'm driving home from work. No, I wish
okay.
He was.
Okay. All
this
right.
Was a good one. Thank you.
All right. Do any other anyone else called in? Okay, well, maybe they're still on their way to the call. So we're going to go ahead and open up the call for discussion on, was there anything in the reading tonight for anyone that stood out that they would like to speak on?
Hello, Brother Jeff. This is Brother Eric. First of all, I want to say, man, I am just so proud of you to hear you read as well as you do. And for those who don't know about Jeff, that might be on the line, Jeff has always had, and I can say this because Jeff has said this time and time again on the line, that he's talked about his problems with literacy at times. And so I know it took a lot of courage, man, and I just want to say your courage inspires me. It took a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage just to say something on the line. But the knowing that you have had a problem reading, but you have studied at it and that you've kept at it and to be able to read that much on the line, I just want to give a kudos out to you, man. You just inspire me every week. I see you just growing in all aspects. So, well done, man. Well done, my brother. God bless you. Awesome declaration. as a man, one of the things that stood out for me is that we are to be our wives' covering. And every woman, I think you read this, says every woman wants to be more beautiful than what she already is. I do know this. Every woman wants to be told that she's beautiful, that she's attractive, that she has value in the eyes of not only society, but most importantly, the person that she's given her heart to, and that's her husband. And another thing that stood out to me is that when you talked about the act of bearing children, it's joyful when the woman is growing up in a household where she's loved, because the love flows from the husband through the wife, and the children are the recipients of it. And so, you know, men as a covering, we're always thinking of men being the providers of the family, the protectors of the family. But that covering is also there to be to reassure your wife that she is beautiful, not just and then you went on to say not just physical beauty, but to remind her and to ensure her that, you know, she is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the beauty of the Lord should be reflected in her also. And so we're here as husbands to facilitate, to encourage that balance between our women is very important, because our women are the nurturers of our children. Our women are the first teachers. You know, I think of an excellent story about when Christ was born, and even before the angel came to Joseph, when he found out that she was pregnant, he could have had her stoned, because at that time, you know, if you Mary was supposed to be a virgin, and even though they hadn't done the act yet, once you accepted a proposal from a man back then, you were counted as married. So he could have had her stoned. He could have had her publicly humiliated. But even before the angel told him about what was happening, Joseph loved her, and he decided that I'm going to put her away quietly. You know, and that's how we have to be. And that's another way that we can tell our women that they're beautiful, or show our women that we think that they're beautiful, is if we act tender to them. In our speech, in our actions, we need to show our women that they are a pearl of great price. That's all I have to say. Awesome declaration, and God bless you. I'm out. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, my brother, for those words of encouragement for myself and for every woman and on the line. Amen. And anyone else?
Brother Jeff, this is Tina Snyder.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I liked the declaration, and I want to speak on behalf of me, being a woman. I like to be told that I am beautiful, and I like to be told, you know, when I'm appreciated in the things that I have done, you know, even though I'm going to do it anyway, but I like to be told, I like to hear it. So I like the declaration. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello, this is Imani. Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, we can hear you, Imani.
Okay, I just want to ditto what Eric said about the whole you having the courage to always speak and then to read. You never sense to amaze me, Jeff, you and your wife. So I really appreciate you and Eric stepping up to the plate, both the males, because you guys are very instrumental in the Marriage Matters on Monday. I'm hoping, just praying on my husband that he can be, you know, a vital part of the discussion each Monday. But I think that was Sinai J who just spoke. I echo what she says. I like to be told that I'm beautiful, I'm pretty, I smell good, I look good, and I'm appreciated. What I most appreciate is the when I do the things that I do, and my husband recognizes them. You know, whether it be you know, taking care of my son's needs for school or picking up an extra something for him like a deodorant or any little thing, just to be acknowledged and appreciated is always welcome. Because sometimes as women, we oftentimes carry, hold so many hats. We do so many things. And even when we're not supposed to, we do it. And it's just, it's nice to be recognized and appreciated. You know, and if I ask my husband for something, that he doesn't huff and puff and he just gets up and do it when he knows that I'm extremely exhausted. Those are the little things that mean so much to me. So thank you for your declaration. I'm going to try to get him to listen to the playback. So thank you again, Imani.
Amen. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the fact that the recognition is as important, and it's a part of making a woman feel beautiful and valued. You know, that recognition is really big. So thank you for pointing that out. You know, I was thinking, I'm reflecting back to my early years of marriage, me and Pretty Patrice, when, you know, and you guys may have heard us share this on the line before, you know, that how I would always tell her how beautiful she was to me and how pretty she was. And, you know, they said, Stormy said something here in this paragraph about when that when a girl is young and she don't hear it from her parents and from her siblings and from her peers that she is beautiful, it sticks with them. And that was the case for my wife, you know, that when she was young, she didn't get that at home, you know. And so when me and her got together, that was something that I had to really instill in her. And through with God's, you know, love as well, she blossomed. She came out of that place that you know, when as a child, people not encouraging you and building you up in that area, letting you know that you are beautiful. So I really, as I read these chapters, this paragraph, her beauty, it really enlightened things for me and let me know how important it is for a spouse, for a husband, because to let his wife know how beautiful she are to him, and not so much as a physical attraction, but in other areas, you know, in the things that she does. So, I mean, I was feeling chapter after chapter, the different paragraphs. I mean, I was feeling all these because it's real. It's real. And I noticed that in our early years of marriage, I would tell her all the time how pretty she was to me and how beautiful she is. And we been together for 19 years, and we're coming up on 17 years of marriage next year, and I don't tell her as much. I recognize that I don't tell her as much as I used to. So, but this book, this reading, lets me know that I have to get back on my job and just stay on top of that. Anyone else have anything that spoke to them?
Hello?
Yes.
This is
Imani.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm driving fast now, so I hope y'all can hear me. But, you know, another thing that is adorable to me, what I love, is I always would pray for my husband, but I thought I was doing something majorly really big. But when I went to go see that movie, what is it, The War Room or The War, I saw it yesterday, I noticed that I need to up my game in prayer. I didn't have, not to compare myself, but to compare myself, I really need to up my game in prayer. But the thing I was going to say that really is a turn on is what my husband says he prays for me. Because I had always been praying for him. I even bought him that book, the Stormy book, of the praying, a power of a praying husband, and he never picked it up. It was just collecting dust. So then one day he says, Imani, I always pray for you. Sometimes I you're sleeping and I'm over you and I'm praying for you. And that was just like, that just melted my heart. I'm just like, wow. I mean, all the other things are really nice, but if you got your partner praying for you, man, that's powerful.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Hey, Brother Jeff. This is Julianne.
Come on, Julianne.
I truly enjoyed the decoration as well. It was very reflective. I was thinking about, you know, my husband tells me all the time and shows me all the time how much he loves me and adores me. But it was one thing that stood out in that book where it says that a man can tell a woman as much as he wants to tell her that she's beautiful and how much he loves her, but, you know, but she has to receive that within herself. You know, she has to see how God, you know, how God loves her. You know, and that reflection she sees herself. And I struggle with that because I didn't have that role model in my life. You know, when I was coming up, there were men few men in my life, but they didn't stay around enough. You know, they weren't around a lot. And then some of the ones I saw weren't, you know, they weren't even worth, you know, because I didn't get to know them as people. I could only see them from a distance, and what I saw, I didn't particularly care for it. So I didn't have that role model. I didn't have a man telling me how much he loved me. And the one that I remember, which is why I eat popcorn, why I love popcorn so much, is my daddy. He was gone when I was 3 years old. You know, I remember feeling love for my dad, but then it was snatched away. So it's been hard. You know, sometimes he tells me, he'll tell me, you're beautiful, and I'm like, yeah, you know. And I don't receive it. He said, but I'm serious, you are beautiful, you know. And so that's been true. So pray for me, because that's still a real struggle for me to see myself as my husband sees me, even as God sees me. I even wrote this little tune, and it goes,
I'm beautiful.
It goes, I'm beautiful. Handcrafted by God. I'm beautiful. Handcrafted by God. I am not an accident. I was made with purpose. When my God made me, he formed me by his hands. He blew into my nostrils. Then I became a living soul. It is the love of God that made me who I am. And I'm beautiful. Even though I sing that song, I have to sing it more to myself because I get to those point days where I feel like I'm not beautiful. And that's because I don't listen enough. So I just want to thank you for that declaration. I want you to, you know, please pray for me because that is a big struggle for me. I find myself, you know, purchasing clothes and stuff, trying to, you know, beautify or, you know, to beautify what to me still appears ugly. And, it, you know, of course, that kind of stuff is never enough. So that's my declaration.
You mean if you find out you're beautiful, it'll decrease the amount of clothes you buy?
Lord!
Hey, thank you for that share, Sister Juliet. I think we're trying to figure out some kind of way to keep y'all out the mall.
Hey, man.
Brother Eric almost stumbled on something. Amen. Yes. Don't y'all be shy tonight.
I love the song, Juju.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, that's a beautiful song. Keep singing it.
I have to. That's what I was saying. I need to sing it more to myself.
I'm going to piggyback on what my wife said, and it was something else that you read, and it talked about a woman. We have to find the beauty in our wives, but our wives are beautiful, but they're not perfect. And so, you know, you talked about, of course, you know, being a man. You know, I wouldn't have married my wife if I didn't find her physically attractive. But what keeps a marriage going 20, 30 years, and it's that finding that beauty within them, which is a touchstone. And even when you have major setbacks or even when you have major fallings out or something or obstacles or roadblock, there has to be a beauty that we seek and we find and that we know that will keep us together. I think that, you know, we have to be in encouragers of our, you know, wives. The wives have to be encouragers of their husbands and remind them sometimes, you know, baby, this is, I see this in you. Even when you don't see it in yourself, you know, I have confidence issue in my playing. And so my wife constantly encourages me that, you know, Eric, you're a good player. She reminds me of some of the things that I do. And you know, I remind her that she's beautiful. And I've seen, you know, even in the 5 years of our marriage, how she has flowered. And so for me, telling my wife that she's beautiful is like that sunshine and that rain that a flower needs. And so, you know, the more that the flower receives, the better the bloom, you know, the stronger and it will come, it will grow, and that the petals will begin to spread outward to receive that. So, you know, I think that's something that both men and women can endeavor to do.
Amen. Anyone else would like to share?
Tonight.
Okay, well, I'll read another part of the here's another part of the well, this is the tail end. What I was going to read.
Brother Jeff, before you read on, I just want to say something to about the declaration. This is Brother Brian.
Yes, sir.
Also about that is for me as a man, and I don't know about all the other men, but it does something for me also, too, to let my wife know all the time how beautiful she is, to see her face. And it reverses back to me and make me feel good to see her smile, to show that beauty, you know, when I tell her how beautiful she looks. You know, so it's not just, you know what I mean? It's that without being selfish, it's not for me, but to tell my wife how beautiful she is all the time and let her know how good she looks, you know, at any given time, just how it makes me feel good inside when I do that for her, too, also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Jeff, this is Pastor Brian. When you were talking about, there was a key word that just rang out when in those words that you were reading, and it was beauty. And I thought about the Song of Solomon when the Shulamite woman was giving a description about who she loved. And she used words like, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for his love is better to me than wine. And I think about that beauty. It was a picture of our relationship to God, that intimacy, and that when the woman has been kissed with the intimacy of her Heavenly Father, she begins to project that beauty. A lot of times we want to give our wives the things that only God can give them. And in the process, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I said, if you passed by a house that was under construction and you saw it at its first day, would you say it wasn't a house because it didn't look like the house in its completion? And you wouldn't say that. Over the process of time in which we all are going through processes, it's something that God is developing, and the beauty and our development of beauty and what it really means is our perspective of it. It was a Roman emperor named Marcus Aurelius. He was an emperor of the 16th century. He said, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimation of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. So, you know, in the course of a relationship, we don't always see our wives and our husbands as beautiful and people. Sometimes we don't want to even be around them. And it's not a reality to always want to tell them the good things, the flattery. But it's a process of seeing that developmental beauty, the seeing that building project, looking at it as God has done something historical in the church. It didn't just happen over the process of time. Jesus came through 42 generations, and he didn't manifest himself immediately, although he could have as God. But it's just beautiful when we begin to take into consideration that beauty of the process, and seeing that when we have unforgiveness and bitterness, we know those things are not good. But when we remove the estimation of it in our minds, the thing, what that looks like, because there are some things that our wives or our husbands do that we don't like, and they haven't changed over the process of time. But it's our estimation of it that needs to change. Like the young lady was saying, when she saw the war room, it's a developmental process. I need to go to another level to be able to understand my wife or my husband better.
Who was that speaking?
My name is Pastor Brian.
Well said, Pastor Brian. Thank you.
Amen. I'll go ahead and read that chapter again regarding beauty. Thank you, Pastor Brian, for that. It reads, your wife is beautiful. Even though she may not be perfect, there is beauty in her. I know this because you would not have married her if you hadn't seen her beauty. So there's what I get out of that reading out of the chapter is that there's other beauty in that we see in our spouses other than that physical. It goes on to say, no man marries a woman if he can't find anything beautiful about her. She has to appeal to him in some way, which lets me know that, you know, I know what it is that attracted me about my wife above her beauty, which was a part of her character that stood out really above other women that I had been dating. She had this integrity about herself to where that she was not going to allow Brother Jeff to just have his way with her, and she set boundaries, you know, and I admired that. She set boundaries and gave me a clear picture on who she was and what she expected out of our relationship. And I mean, it was like a light bulb went off, man, and my heart started fluttering, and God let me know, yes, this is the one. She is the one, you know. So it went beyond just the booty. From that stage of us coming together, I wasn't looking at her physical beauty. I was really looking more at her intelligence and her mind. And so there's different forms of beauty that we see in our spouses. So thank you for that, Pastor. It grows to the point, that place where sometimes we can't stand our spouses and we don't even want to be around them. So therefore, we have to have that other beauty that we've seen in them that allowed us to join with them in marriage, that to be the glue that holds us together. So I'm going to read this here chapter. I'm going to read this here passage again. It's on page, it starts on page 123, and it's titled Chapter 10, Her Beauty. Yes. So anyone else, we have just a few minutes left before the hour of 7. Anyone else who have anything they would like to share?
Hi, this is Ruth.
Come on,
and,
Ruth.
You know, it's funny, but even after we were married, Carl and I still struggled, you know, not that I didn't believe him, but I struggled with, you know, sort of believing that he truly loved me. I mean, not truly loved me, but he thought I was beautiful, because he would always say it, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that's that talk. And I think partly because I'm older than him, I'm about 12 years older than him, and then I have a gap in my teeth. I always was sort of insecure about the gap. And I just thought, you know, he was just saying that. But he has proven to me that, you know, and really made me feel comfortable, you know, now after 10 years married, that he really believes that, you know, he really believes that I'm beautiful. And I didn't believe that. So I struggled with that myself. And he still says it. He still say, I love you. He would even tell me, even when I was mad, I love you, because I know this will pass. Even after all the little struggles, he still would say, Ruth, I love you. And since day one, still again, I thought he was just, you know, that's just, that was talk. But it took me a long time to realize he really loves me, because I've been married before, and it was, I don't know what, I think I was married too young. But he has truly shown me what love is about, even being truthful in his situation. But and I struggled with my name, Ruth. And later on, learned that my name was the book, you know, my name was from the Bible. I thought it was an older name. You know, I'm like, people don't name their kids Ruth no more. And I'm so grateful that I'm named, my name is Ruth, and there are very few of us, you know, and when I tell people that, they say, you know what, my mom or my aunt name is Ruth, but people don't name their kids Ruth anymore. And so I'm grateful and blessed to have, to have a name out of the Bible. And I love the book of Ruth, the story about Ruth. I love it. And so I'm grateful, you know, to Kyle always telling me that I was beautiful or I look good, because I would say, no, my stomach is too big, you know. And I thought, this is funny, because he's light-skinned. I always thought that he had a certain kind of woman that he liked. And so I would always say, you know, oh, you would date her, huh? He would say, why would you do that? You know, so I deal with some stuff, and I'm over it now. But, oh, and then another thing, I would try to dress younger because, of course, he was younger than I. And my girlfriend said, Ruth, let him, you know, he don't want, he said you don't have to dress like that. I was thinking I had to dress, you know, wear a shorter dress. He was like, no, just wear something nice, something simple, something long. It was his best friend's wedding. And I argued back and forth with him, and she said, no. My friend said, Ruth, just let him do him. And I did. I went to Macy's, and I got a really nice, I remember, pink and white dress. It was really cute. And he said, that's what I'm talking about. And I had a little ponytail, but I wanted to go, you know, with something fly, something short, you know. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for him because he's like a young old man. He's more like his dad. And I didn't have to be popping the most. I didn't have to, you know, be wearing the short dresses and, you know, cleavage hanging out. Like, that wasn't even, although he's younger, he didn't, that's not what he wanted. And still to this day, he said, Ruth, you're beautiful. So for that, I'm grateful.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am. Even when I don't feel like it, he said, or I would say, my hair is snappy, you know. You know, and he's like, don't worry about that. I like your hair when it's nappy. I can pull it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
So I had some issues.
Yeah, you know, your husband, he got that he attracted to that Holy Ghost, you know what I'm saying, that Holy Ghost in that, like you say, he got that old spirit. You know,
yes.
So it's like when some of us, you know what I'm saying, I chose my wife, and I like to believe that God was in the midst of my choosing. And I have the same concept that your husband has, is because, you know, I'm sort of like, I would like for my wife to dress sexy for me, attractive, but not too sexy. Don't stray too far away from the Holy Ghost, because
right.
I'm like Brother Eric. I grew up in the Church of God in Christ, the sanctified church where the sisters, they didn't show you nothing. They didn't reveal you nothing. The dresses was below their knees. You had to use your imagination, and it wasn't tight hugging every curve. You know, so and so you still had to. It was the beauty of Christ that really attracted you to I know that's what I was attracted to, and that's what I'm still attracted to. It talks about it in this book. You know, how that we are attracted to the God in our spouse. It would take me a moment to go back to that particular chapter to where it's that's what I got out of that, that we attracted, you know, it, God's beauty in our spouse. So we, that's really, really good, Ruth, that your husband feels that way and views that, that you don't have to dress a certain way. You know, he like that modest. He loves you in that, with that modest look.
I've actually learned a lot from him, you know. You know, being older, I've learned a lot from him to just be patient, you know, and you don't have to have everything, you know, now. And he's not materialistic. You know, he's fine with shopping at Taylor Shoe Stores. And I was like, oh, no, I wouldn't buy no shoes from there. But very mild-mannered and, you know, just a cool dude, you know. So I'm grateful for that. And I don't have to, you know, be showing, I don't have to, you know, showing out and having my dress up, you know, too high and all that. So, yeah.
Amen. Okay. Yes.
I've got that passage that you were talking about, and it says something like this. It says, inherent in the woman is the desire to see beauty, both in herself and in her surroundings. It is a natural instinct God has put there because he wants her to desire him, the most beautiful of all. He wants her to look to him so she can reflect his beauty. Main thing that makes a woman beautiful is knowing that she is loved. That is why having God's spirit living in her and spending time in God's presence and praise and worship is the most effective beauty treatment available. His love beautifies her inside and out. So, you know, it's a twofold thing, you know, and this is why we have to, in our marriage, I endeavor to put God first, even before my wife, so that, you know, because he is my head, as I am head of the family, and so I rely on God's thing too. But you know, it just struck me how he says that is a natural instinct for women to seek beauty within and without. You know, because we men always, you know, when we have a house, we move in places or whatever, you know, we always want to have that woman's touch. Because that woman's touch, they're able to bring life and beauty, you know, to your rooms and your surroundings. So I thought that was something about how it was a natural thing. But it only takes that beauty, that God beauty, that balances that out. And, you know, if a woman can't hear God and if a woman doesn't have a strong relationship with God, no matter how beautiful you tell her, if she's damaged, she doesn't feel like she's beautiful, then, you know, she won't grow. She won't receive that fact. So it has to come from the husband, but it definitely has, she has to have her own relationship with God and know that God loves her and God considers her beautiful and that she is a reflection of the beauty of God's holiness.
Amen. That's it. That is it. That's the paragraph right there that hit it on the head, the nail on the head, and that is so powerful. You know, that is such a powerful thing that the Holy Spirit resonating through our wives allows us to see a different form of beauty resonating from our lives. And I truly believe that that's the source, the glue that allows our marriages to survive those times that Pastor Brian was speaking on, when sometimes we can't always give our spouse encouragement or lift, you know, lift them up, and because we can't say something positive at that moment because we frustrated by being in the room with them to same room at that moment. So, but that chapter you just read is still present in the marriage. So I take it that you have the book on hand, my brother Eric, The Powers of a Praying Husband. Did I lose you, Brother Eric?
Brother Jeff.
Hey, me, Mary.
Hey. I didn't catch everything, but from what I hear, you did an awesome job. Thank you for filling in for me at the last minute. Truly, truly appreciate it. I know I can always count on you. I have one request. Cassandra, tomorrow's her birthday, and she would like for Brother Eric and Sister Juliet to sing the happy birthday song to her before you close out the call tonight. And I also just want to let you guys know that tomorrow I'm having a radio interview at 10, so you guys can all listen in live. The topic is infidelity, so that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. And if you guys want to get a pencil and a pen, and you know what, I'll also post it on the Marriage Matters page as well, the how you guys can listen in live. I'm not sure yet how you guys can go and listen to the playback, but I'll find out, and I'll have that information for you. But for those of you that are ready to write the information down right now, let me give it to you really, really fast. And then, Brother Jeff, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Let me see. It is, you will log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/simplyhanif. And I'll post that on the Marriage Matters page, so that way you guys can listen in tomorrow live, and it starts at 10 a.m. So, again, I'll find out about the playback because I know a lot of you are at work, but I am so excited about tomorrow. You know, can't wait. Just, you know, it's something different. Just, you know, just things are, you know, moving along in that process for me. So, I mean, in that situation, you know, the infidelity stuff, which is good for me. It's good healing. So, Brother Jeff, I'll give it back to you. And, again, if we can get Brother Eric and Sister Juliet to sing the birthday song to Cassandra, she would truly appreciate it.
Amen. Sister Juliet, she sang a beautiful song just a few minutes ago. So, well, Brother Eric, Sister Juliet, because I was trying to...
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, well, we have a request, my brother, for the happy birthday.
Yeah, I just heard. I want to say congratulations, me Mary.
Congratulations.
And I know you hyped up Marriage Matters, but this is just God. This just growing our line, you know, and that, you know, our Declared Victory family is beginning to spread out and begin to be known and publicized. And, you know, hey, God has just got so much in store for us. So, you know, we all celebrate you. You know what I'm saying? We all cheering for you. You know, so thank you. And praise God. Congratulations.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Amen. Allow God to work through you. Amen. So, before we close, Brother Eric and Sister Juliet, you have the floor.
Whose birthday is it again?
Sandra.
Sandra's?
Cassandra.
Oh, Cassandra's.
Happy birthday, Cassandra.
Happy birthday, Cassandra.
Hold on, you guys. Can y'all wait 1 second, please? Claire is wait. She's telling me to tell you guys something. Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me go. She's telling me to tell you guys about Previs's surprise birthday party. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it back up. Previs surprise birthday party, which is this Saturday, I believe. She can't talk because Previs is in her presence. So she says she apologized for not tagging you guys. She says something about, I thought me and my daughter, they thought they had invited all of us, but they didn't. So she apologized for it. So, Claire, if you can post it on the Marriage Matters page with all the details, you guys, all I know is that it's this Saturday, I believe, September 5th, and it's at Buchanan Park, and it's a surprise birthday party, I believe, / victory, defeating cancer, something like that. But amen. I know it is. It's a surprise. So let's just go check on the Marriage Matters page for that information, because she's going to put it out there for us all. All right. I'm going back on mute. I'm done. And it's Cassandra's birthday.
Okay.
Andrew?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just love you guys' birthday song. You guys really need to put out a album with the birthday song, and I just heard Juju's song, I'm Beautiful, and that was beautiful. I love
yes,
that.
Amen.
At least release two singles. Put them on iTunes or something. Beautiful, beautiful.
That's beautiful. Right.
That's
come on.
To do, so please pray for us. We do want to do a CD eventually, just praying for the resources to flow. So pray for us.
Okay, I'll
definitely
buy one.
We do want to do a CD, so please pray for us, because we're just waiting for the resources to flow, you know, because financially we just can't afford to do that, and we want to get a band together. So pray for us, please.
One more thing. Sorry, Brother Eric and Sister Juliet, do you guys want me to turn the recording off, or is it okay to leave it on?
Yeah, maybe turn it off, please.
Okay, I'll turn it off.